Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro in the morning, Laura Styles, Rosenberg. Rosenberg actually had to run down to Philly. He's getting ready for WrestleMania this weekend, and we got Beanie Siegel repping Philly on here right now.
So they cross. Sick.
Wish we had Rosenberg with us right now. It's a big moment. But we set this up to have a convo with Erica Ford, who we always celebrate on this program, and we love being able to work with you for the last, 25 years, 30 years. You know, trying to keep the streets for, yeah, I know the numbers is high. I was trying to make you young, you know what I mean? And myself. But, you know, trying to keep the streets peaceful, trying to keep love in the streets, trying to keep the kids, you know, busy doing positive work. And you've done such a phenomenal job and taking it so far all the way to the White House, helping with violence prevention in the White House these days. But tell us, what's the next phase, the next chapter for you, Erica Ford?
So the next chapter right immediately is to really rest and rebuild. You know, doing this work for so many years has physically taken a toll on my body. Mm. And so I just need to be still right now and really be still. And that's like a foreign language to me, but it is a language that I'm going to have to learn.
Right.
If I want to, you know, because I want to be around for a much longer time. And I think that, you know, I've done a level of work that I think has afforded me the ability to just rest and
transfer
the wisdom that I have gained over those 36 years of doing this work, you know. And I remember even like when I first met you, I was yelling and cussing you out and fighting all the time, right? And like, what do you mean you're gonna have us on the radio? You gotta stop playing that music.
You know?
And we've grown to a wonderful relationship, but that fight with everybody.
Everybody all the time, every day.
All the time, every day. Cause it wasn't easy to get where we were, where we are right now. Cause people didn't want to hear about gun violence, right? They didn't want to hear about all of the people who died and went to jail because they don't vote, they don't fund campaigns. So politicians and the people who invest in this work didn't care, right? There wasn't an issue that they wanted to talk about. It wasn't an issue nowhere on their radar. And so we had to first put it on their radar and then make them want to invest in it and see the importance of using our ideas as the ideas to resolve the issue because we were closest to the problem and had the ways to resolve it. And it's interconnection. And so that's why you see government here with Greg from the White House. Greg was on the front line with me doing this work, one of my mentees. And now he is running the co-director of the White House Office of Violence Prevention. And then you got the OG legend over here, Beans.
The truth.
You know, the culture, because the culture has to play a role. So we're doing Gaming for Peace this weekend as we, you know, bring gaming into as another tool to have young people look at the idea of making peace a lifestyle in our whole Game Changers weekend, you know. We're three game changers, right? We really change the game in different lanes. And so there's no other way for me to go out than continue to change the game, right? And so Sunday, I'm going to be passing the baton and turning over the day-to-day operation and the whole leadership of Life Camp Inc. to two phenomenal women, Tiffany Lamella and Diana Lemon.
Well, I need to meet them as soon as possible. And before I turn to Beans and Gregory Jackson, Erica, I just want to tell you that, you know, we love you. I'm always be here for you in any way, shape, or form I can. And what can we do as people who want to celebrate you, and make sure that your health is in check and that you get all the support you need, What can we do right now to support you? What do you need from us?
Well, people could definitely go to lifecampinc.com and make that donation, you know, because the ability to make sure that the organization is stable and funded and secure. And I don't have to, because you know what they say, right? That you give birth to something, you're going to worry about it all the time, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so if people help me make it stable, make it grounded, that is a great thing that folks can do.
Now,
you know, go to campinc.com and make a donation.
Now, Beans, you were one of the youth that we often worried about in the street at one point in your life.
Yes.
And now you get to have that connection with youth and doing this work. How has that, you know, affected you at this stage of your life, being able to try to connect with youth and let them know, hey, man, I know what you're feeling. I know what your desires are. I know what your anger is. You know, let me help you turn that into something positive.
I mean, I'm a person that's been on both sides of this gun violence.
Yeah.
You know, so like Erica said, you know, closest to the problem, closest to the solution. I believe I can talk to the youth because they'll look at me as a person that understands them and know their language. Mm-hmm. You got to know the language. You got to speak to people in a way that they can relate to. And I can relate to them as well as they can relate to me, like I said, being on both sides. And I think it's real important for us as, you know, people that the youth look up to in certain ways. Music, you know, that's the culture. You know, a lot of young people stare to that. And that's one of the languages that they understand. You know, I did films, you know, movies that had those situations in them with gun violence and things like that. And in my personal life, you know, I've been a victim of gun violence, you know, so I think I'm qualified to speak to you.
Yeah, I think you have some credibility in that department. But, you know, I guess even more than that is we see you now, right, as someone who is, you know, you also are trying to keep your health in check and stay with us for a long time. And even some of the, I guess, some of the habits that come along with the street life, right, whether that's the drinking, whether that's the smoking, staying up late, the bad food, you know, Life Camp, what Erica has done over as it's evolved. Yes, it's been about gun violence, but it's also just been about being healthy, right? A healthy state of mind, a healthy lifestyle, because that, I guess that peaceful, healthy lifestyle can help you kind of calm those emotions and have a clear view of your path forward. Have you had that experience here recently in your life as you've, you know, had to deal with your health challenges?
Oh yeah, most definitely. You know, I'm all the man that I was, but half the man that I used to be.
yeah, you know.
You know, that's a part of it. Health issue, mental health, more important than anything.
Right.
You know, mental health, you know, it's something there mentally, and I'm telling you this, I'm a part of myself. You know, you got to change your mentality first, you know, because it takes somebody that's challenged mentally to channel that aggression, that pent-in aggression, no matter where it comes from. And a lot of it, you know, the gun violence and things like that, health issues is a mental thing. Mm-hmm. You know, habits, you know, that you acquire in your life, the way you think, the way your thought process on dealing with certain issues. You know, we programmed that violence is the solution. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's a lot of different avenues out there. And I think, you know, a lot of youth need to be educated on those things. So I'm here to play a role in that to usher forward different solutions.
There you go. I love that. I love that. Gregory Jackson, you served starting with Life Camp and Erica Ford, now working in the White House. Can you give us, you know, and now are you, I don't, you know, wouldn't claim to know all the ins and outs of what happens at the White House. Never been, but are you just a part of the Biden administration, or are you a part of, so you're a part of that cabinet? This isn't some permanent fixture.
Right. Yeah, but the work is permanent. I mean, and we were started 6 months ago to really help implement a lot of the policies that Erica and I fought for the White House to put in place, you know, and a couple key things just to highlight. I mean, we fought for funding for community violence intervention programs. We got over $2 billion from the American Rescue Plan invested in that. We got over $15 billion total through executive action from the Biden-Harris administration to invest in programs like Life Camp, but all over the country, Chicago, Seattle, LA, Miami, New York. There are programs all over the country that now are getting federal dollars. And then on top of that, we've said, how do we do more for the youth? And so we fought to get congressional bills passed. And last year, actually, we passed the first bill on gun violence in 29 years. But a big part of that is it included the biggest investment in youth mental health in American history. Mm. It funded over 14,000 school-based mental health professionals, created the 988 suicide lifeline that I know folks know about. If you actually, if you ever go to a Rod Wave concert, he has it on the back of the screen. I mean, we're creating more resources for our youth that we know are going through so much mentally and emotionally, as Bean said. But that all came from advocacy. It came from fighting. It came from activists, survivors, and leaders pushing this administration and then the Biden-Harris administration answering that call. And so I got appointed to this office because all of this life-saving work needed help to be implemented. And so President Biden said, I need a team to make sure that this work is working, that these dollars are going to the communities that need it most. But most importantly, that this isn't talking points, that these are resources that can save lives. And so, yeah, I've been here ever since. I bought a few suits. Y'all, I'm actually tuning in right now. You are literally right now in the White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention. And this is the first time, this is the first ever. And so we're going to fight as hard as we can to make as much you know, lifelong changes as we can, recognizing that, yes, this only lives with the Biden administration. And frankly, we hope that extends. But if it doesn't, we're still going to pour in every single day into saving lives.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up as far as the Biden administration, because as we approach voting, you know, I'm a big advocate for local voting because I think local elections is really what pushes the federal government in the directions that we need to do. And local elections and local voting is where you can actually make change that you could feel, right? But with regard to the funding for this particular office that you're in, it is funding that can be taken away because, generally speaking, the GOP is not too keen on spending tax dollars to help, you know, low-income social services and these sort of things, which these dollars that you're talking about would kind of fall outside the realm of what is appealing to Republicans.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man. What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Look, I mean, there's no doubt about it that the progress we made is at risk. I mean, the previous president literally said that he did nothing for 4 years for a reason on this issue, and that all the progress that we made, he would take it back. And that's a lot of progress, Ebro. I mean, we've had 38 executive actions. This is now over $30 billion that have gone into making our community safer. We passed the first bill in 29 years, which included measures to not just crack down on individuals, but we made gun trafficking a felony now, a federal felony. We are shut down rogue gun dealers, 152 gun dealers that we know are breaking laws and selling guns illegally to youth and other folks who don't need them. But we also are putting really big resources into our communities, into programs like Life Camp to help people heal, to help people navigate through their trauma, to intervene violence before it happens, and really to address the root causes of violence. I mean, we just launched a program called Youth Build that funds employment programs for youth who have been impacted by violence. And we know that there's so much violence that happens because folks don't have the resources, they're desperate, they're fighting to survive, and we can change that. I mean, the federal government has more than enough resources to support those who are struggling most. The challenge is it hasn't been channeled to our folks. And so we're starting to do that. But there's no doubt about it that that our predecessor wouldn't do it. I think
in this moment is one of those moments where you got to be kind of clear. The sickness of Black and brown people and our ability to and our inability to heal our communities is a revenue stream.
Right.
It's a revenue stream for private prisons. It's a revenue stream for corporations that use private prisons to get cheap labor and keep their margins that they get to eat off of. It's a revenue stream for big pharmaceutical companies that want to keep our people on all type of drugs for whatever, pick a reason, whether it be diabetes all the way up to, you know, some sort of sedation to keep our behavior a certain way because we've been so traumatized by our environment. It's a revenue stream in the gun for the gun folks. There's a lot of people who make money, whether it be legal or illegal guns. So there's a lot of money to be made off us being sick. So why, if I was running the business of government in America, would I want to fix those revenue streams unless I figure out a new revenue stream?
Right.
Yeah.
And most of those people that eat off those revenue streams, guess what they vote?
Republican.
Yeah. I'll tell you a couple quick things. Last year, the gun industry made more money than Nike.
Yeah.
And this is big business. We have more gun dealers in America than we have McDonald's.
That's right.
78,000 gun stores.
And right? Those are the legal ones.
Right.
Those are the legal ones. Right. And then when you do the estimate of those who are selling like off the grid, it's another 150,000. So we're talking about this huge infrastructure. And on top of that, the government's not making money. We actually are losing $557 billion a year because of gun violence. So we're losing, and it's our bodies hitting the pavement. It's our Black communities that are dying, and it's our government bottom line that's taking the hit. And so the president sees that. He cares about our people. He's invested in our people. But even when you just look at the dollars, it's much smarter to invest in a life than pay for a death.
Right.
And that's what we're trying to change. And the resources are moving. The programs are moving. I mean, I don't even have to preach about all the expansion and growth that Life Camp has made. But before this administration, there were zero federal dollars for violence prevention strategies that were not law enforcement. $0, Ebro, zero. Now we're talking about $12 billion. So it is night and day, but we know it, and we know it's working. Like last year, we saw a 13% reduction in homicides, and the biggest reductions were in Black communities. So we know it's working, that when you invest in the people, when you give folks the resources they need, we can save lives. We have the expertise. We have the Erica Fours. We got the Beans. We got the Ebros. What we haven't had is the resources, and that's changing. So I'm just proud to be a part of that legacy. I'm fighting. I was almost cursed, but I'm fighting hard to make sure that we get as much done as possible. But I mean, you're right. We got to be clear. People got to see it. And frankly, if you don't see it in the news, you should see it in Erica Ford. You should see it in me. You should see it in Beans. You should see it when we start to see more of these programs and investments growing and flourishing and saving lives.
Go ahead, Erica. My bad. Go ahead.
I would add on to that three things. One, you stated in the beginning, all politics is local, right? And it is, right? And so one of the things that we're working on with Greg is around bringing artists, entertainers, and athletes to the White House to have a roundtable conversation about just that, right? How do they use their voice to help locally on the ground? Because a lot of times we're missing out. Because when you talk about the judges, when you talk about the DAs, all those local races, our folks aren't voting, right? They can make a drastic difference.
Yeah.
Just in that part about who's going to jail, right? Okay. Who's going to jail? Who's feeding this criminal justice system? Are we using the alternatives to incarceration, et cetera, et cetera? Are we holding police accountable for false arrests and abuse and so on and so forth? And so we would love for you to partner with us and do that, you know, put it together. both of you, you and Laura.
Let us know. We listen. You know, you got our platform. Whenever you need it, whatever you need us to do.
And we want y'all to come to the White House too. I heard you say you haven't been here.
No, I don't really listen. Listen, man.
Look, we can get, at least get you a tour or something.
Nah,
we
can't I'm, just good. Like, I'm good. I'm good.
I'm good. The round table. He gonna come to the round
table. I'm not, Erica. I'm not that guy, man. I'm not that.
You
guy.
Are that guy. You are.
No, no. I listen, man. I do my little 1-2 right here, and I hold it down. All that glad handing and look. And look, I vote. Listen. Here's my thing, man. This is my thing. My thing is this. I vote. I do my part. Yeah. I try to help elect people that will put a positive energy and tone into all spaces.
Yes, yes.
You have been elected for a job. Go on up there and do the job. You don't need me to come. We don't got to have drinks. I ain't gotta dance. We ain't gotta do all that. I need you to go and do the job. Yeah. And when you're done doing the job, maybe we can hang out then. And then we can review the job. But for me to act like, because it's other, you know, y'all, like you said, Gregory, they're interested right now because they see the bottom line. They see the money. Let's not kid ourselves. They see where the money's at. And so now it's interesting because they've been able to apply a dollar amount to loss of life.
Yeah. But I also
now think, it's interesting. You know, and I'm not saying I don't think it's good people up there trying to do good work. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that we live in a country where shit moves when people understand what the dollar impact is really about. They don't care about the human capital unless there's a dollar amount tied to it in some way, shape, or form. So I don't want to come into that. I don't want to come into one of them meetings with that type of energy and then get a target put on my back when I walk about it. I'm going to stay on over here.
I think the authenticity of us is the best thing about us, right? I don't ever bite my tongue. I'm still Erica Ford. And I think that what we have to take credit for also is our work. If we said we did this work for 36 years, who did we impact? Right. Some of the people that we impact are now in office, right? And so they have grown through the struggle with us. They've learned, they've made different decisions, and now they're making different decisions because of the impact that we've had on their mental ability to see the world in a different space. And so even like how we're talking about entering into gaming for peace, right? Gaming is another multi-million dollar industry.
Billion.
Right. Facts, $1 billion industry. And our kids sit inside and they play. And some games are good, some games are not. And so how do we bring them into our world, right? We got to step into their world, right? And so sometimes we got to step into those other worlds.
You're right. I'm not saying you're not right. I know you're right. You're right.
Tell them, Laura.
No, you've done a great job of doing that because I feel you got to meet kids where they're at. And you guys have always made sure that you met them where they're at. And I've personally seen the change. That's why we're such huge fans of your work and what you do, because we've been with you in the communities to do community work. And that's just a glimpse. But we're big fans. We're big supporters, Erica. You know that we are here for you in whatever capacity you need us.
Thank you. Laura, you going to be there on Sunday to watch me
at the Sneaker Ball? Yes.
Laura's in the building. Look, Beans, I love you, brother. I'm good. It's good to see you smiling. Beans, before I let you go, and we jump off of here, we got a lot. Listen, this is one of many conversations, I'm sure, Erica. Yes, I know you're handing the reins over, and I know you're taking a pause and making sure you put, you know, your health first. But on that note, on the health side, Beans, talk about what you're doing every day to make sure you stay focused on your health and to keep your space and your vibe right, how you have it right now.
As far as the health, just eating right. Mm. Eating right and watching what I consume. You know, we go out, in the lifestyle that I was in the environment and you know, just the culture. We'll go out, we'll get the the newest car, and we ain't putting 89 in it. We gonna put 93 in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The top fuel. So I look at it, my body is the same thing. You know, when you grow, you learn. I'm not gonna just put anything in my vehicle. Mm-hmm. So it's that part right there, eating healthy, staying away from a lot of processed foods and things like that. Just mentally, to go back to that, I listened to, my grandmother used to say a lot of things to me. One of the things that really started resonating, she told me that I never have to be nowhere that I don't have to be.
Mm.
And that's one of the messages that I want to relate to the youth. And I never understood that until, I'm like, grandma, you always saying these crazy riddles. But now, that's the thing. 90% of people that be impacted in things negatively, the number one thing people say, well, why was they there? Mm. He shouldn't have to be there. Why was he even in that situation? So, you know, that resonated with me. Wow, that's what grandma was talking about. I don't have to be nowhere that I don't have to be. Mm-hmm. So I just learned to do that. I don't go places that I don't need to be, you know, just for no reason. I'm not going
just to be around, hanging out, a bystander.
In no capacity. Mm-hmm. You know, we live in an age where everything is a good look. Until it ain't a good look. So I ain't chasing looks and likes and
all,
you know,
that.
So yeah, that's what keep me around.
There you go, Beanie Sigel, ladies and gentlemen. Well, look, yeah. I love all of you, and Greg, thank you for your work up there at the White House. Stand in there. Tell Absolutely. Them to get their messaging together, because the message that you just gave us, we never heard before, and that's a problem.
That's real, but
I'm
here,
one of
bro.
The biggest problems with the Democratic Party is messaging. And I partially understand, right? Because there is so much great work happening and so many things getting done. It's hard to just roll out one idea. And most of us as voters and regular people every day, the laundry list of work that's taking place is mundane, and nobody wants to read it and nobody wants to understand it. Right. And so it's hard to consolidate it into one or two ideas. Mm-hmm. But they got to figure that shit out. Because we should know that you exist. We should know that you were someone who worked with Erica Ford in doing this real work. And we should know that these numbers that you're rolling out, like, for instance, if I have an organization and I'm watching this conversation, how would I even go about making my organization available to receive the funds that are there at the White House? What do I even do?
Yeah, I mean, well,
mm-hmm. Make a text fund piece to 51555, fund peace and join the national movement of folks who are working together to make sure that the right groups get the funds and grow their ecosystem in the various cities across the nation.
But I agree, like, government has to do better at educating and reaching out. But that's part of the reason why I'm here, to be honest. And I'm as a survivor of gun violence, as someone who's worked under Erica, who a big fan of Beans, big fan of yours. Like, I know it's my duty to help bring all of this to us, you know, and so don't hesitate to put that pressure on me or to share ideas.
I appreciate you.
And Rob, who is his co-director, he's from Brooklyn.
There you go.
He's also a survivor of gun violence, you know. So there's two good brothers inside there, or good men.
Erica Ford, I love you. Thank you. And thank you for bringing these brothers on today. Beans, I had no idea I was going to get to see you today. It's a blessing. You know what I mean? Stay with it. Stay focused. Keep your prayers in check. Keep that food in check. I know how you do.
Yes, sir.
There it is. And Greg, it was nice meeting you.
Yeah,
you
great
too,
to meet
sir.
You,
man, it's an honor. Big fan of y'all, man. This means a lot. I appreciate
Respect.
It.
Respect. Thank you. And y'all lock in. Go to that Life Camp on IG. Also, you know, make a donation. And then Laura's going to be at the Sneaker Ball on Sunday, so we're going to get to recap that next week and talk more about what's going on with Erica Ford, the new directors of Life Camp. And once again, fund peace to 51555. If you have an organization out there and you want to get in the collective, in the movement around really building the ecosystem so that your organization or organizations in your local area could get the funding that the White House now has available. And also make sure you're paying attention in this election cycle, because these are the things that get chopped up and taken away when people don't show up and vote.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.